So we take you now to Duffy's Tavern, starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern, where the elite meets eat. Archie the manager speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Where are you? At an art gallery, huh? Certainly I believe you. In fact, I can hear some of them old masters hollering, "Take it off." Well, I'm glad you called, Duffy. You know, I got to go to the hospital. Well, I seen a doctor about me tonsils, and he says that I got to have a tonsillectomy. Yeah, that's what they call it when they remove your tonsils. It's like an appendectomy. Yeah, only then they remove your appendix. Huh? How much would they charge you for a wife extonomy? In your case, Duffy, I think it'd be too big an operation. Yeah. Are my tonsils painful? Well, no, it's just that when I swallow, it kind of feels like me epi is too big for me glottis. Well, thanks very much, Duffy. I'll call you back. Eddie.
Yes, sir?
Eddie, I got big news. I'm leaving for an operation, and while I'm gone, guess what? You, little insignificant Eddie Green, will become head manager of Duffy's Tavern.
Oh, joy.
Eddie, you don't seem to understand. I'm turning the throne over to you. You alone will rule Duffy's Tavern. You will be monarch of all you survey.
Monarch. Let's form a republic, shall we?
You don't seem to realize that this is a great honor.
Uh-huh. Any extra money?
Think of it. Manager of Duffy's Tavern.
Mm-hmm. No extra money.
But think what you can learn as the head manager.
Mr. Archer, you don't have to sell me. You know I'm going to take your place. I have to.
Eddie, I'd rather you didn't do it just because you have to. I'd like you to do it because you want to do it. Now, come on, tell me that you want it. Come on.
Do I have to?
Yes.
I want to.
That's the spirit. And don't be afraid that the job is too big for your kid. You can do it. Main thing is to keep the place clean. I'd like to find it just as I left it.
Yeah, well, make up your mind. Any other suggestions?
Well, when you close up at night, make sure that the customers is piled neatly on the sidewalk.
Yes, sir?
And about the free lunch, be sure to trim the edges off the salami every couple of days. No, most customers prefer it one color. Then remember to blow the dust off the white bread so that it don't get confused with the pumpernickel. And one other thing, don't under any circumstances serve no liquor after 2 o'clock except for medicinal purposes. Or cash.
Well, sir, how about the tablecloth? Should I change them?
No, I'll only be gone a week.
You mean if complications don't set in?
Well, Eddie, for the kind of dough I'm paying this doctor, he can't afford to have complications set in.
Well, all I hope is you got a good doctor. You know, them tonsil operations can be very dangerous.
They can? Now, look, Eddie, it'll take more than a tonsillectomy to frighten me. With a face like yours, you shouldn't sneak up on people.
Sorry, Arch. Hey, what did I hear about you having an operation?
Yep, and again, they're going to take out my tonsils.
Well, don't let it worry you too much, Arch. They'll probably grow back.
Grow back. I don't want them to grow back. People don't need tonsils. It's a waste of biology. They're useless.
Oh, yeah? Then why did Mother Nature give them to us?
Well, once in a while, Mother Nature slips up and wastes a few things. She gave you a brain, didn't she?
I don't get the connection.
There ain't none. You don't connect. But just take my word for it, Finnegan. It's a very good thing once in a while to have a tonsillectomy.
A tonsillectomy?
Tonsillectomy. The word is a contraction of two Greek roots. Tonsa, meaning tonsils, and nectomy, meaning they're between the neck and the stomach. Is that clear, Finnegan?
Well, not too clear, but don't forget, Arch, I'm not a Greek. Hey, look, Arch. How come a guy like you never became a doctor?
Well, I often wonder. I guess it was kismet. I think I would have been a pretty good doctor, too, Finnegan. In fact, in chemistry class, they used to call me Archie the Cadaver. Yeah, I agree with you. I might have been a very good doctor.
Well, then how come you never went through with it, Art?
My handwriting was too plain. But I got no regrets.
Well, you're certainly brave about this operation, Arch.
Brave? No. What? Tonsils? Nothing.
Oh, no? Then why did they give you ether?
They do?
Yeah.
Well, that's just a formality, a traditional tribute that doctors pay to the memory of the inventor of ether, a Swedish woman named Anesthetic. You've heard of her, of course.
Heard of her? I even saw Greer Garson played a part. Well, I still say you're very brave about it.
Well, what's to be worried about?
That's right. It's just what me Uncle Willie said when he took his tonsils out.
Was the operation successful?
Successful? It was the biggest funeral you ever saw.
Finnegan, you mean that your Uncle Willie died of a tonsillectomy?
Yeah, but don't let that worry you, Arch. Doctor said it was because of the way Uncle Willie was built. You see, he was a tall, skinny guy with a scrawny neck and a long... Sorry, Arch.
You don't have to be sorry, Finnegan. The story about your Uncle Willie don't scare me. He was probably much older than I am. Wasn't he?
Sorry, Arch.
Now, wait a minute, Finnegan.
Hello, Archie.
Oh, hello, Miss Duffy.
What's the matter? You look a little green around the gills.
I ain't green around the gills at all. In fact, I was just having a laugh. Finnegan here was telling me how his Uncle Willie died from having his tonsils out.
Well, so what's so funny about that? Thousands of people die every day from having their tonsils out.
Now, Miss Duffy, don't exaggerate. It's just a simple little operation. Besides, what do you know about it?
What do I know about it? Why, I had my tonsils out when I was a little girl.
Well, in them days, science was still groping. They probably tied a string around your tonsils and slammed the door.
Okay, whistle past the graveyard.
Huh?
Huh. I know what I'm talking about. Listen, Archie. I knew a girl once whose brother had a friend that worked for a man that sold old magazines to a doctor. And this doctor told him
wait
that
wait just
if...
a second. You lost me in the reception room. Who told who what?
Well, he told the boss of the boy who's friend with my girlfriend's brother. That's who.
Oh.
Well, anyways, this doctor's nurse was a friend of my girlfriend, and she said that some very dangerous complications...
Now, wait a minute, Miss Duffy. I've heard enough. I'm telling you, it's just a simple operation.
Well, then, what are you worried about?
I ain't worried. Who's worried?
Well, Archie, look at it this way. Nobody lives forever.
Do you mind if I try? Now, leave us stop talking about it. Holy cannon. I wonder if it really... Oh, no, it couldn't be.
You still worried, Miss Archer?
Yeah, Patty, I certainly am. I never thought I'd live to see the day I'd die. But it'll be a great opportunity for you, old man.
Archer, now, what you getting yourself all worked up for? You ain't gonna die.
I'm afraid I am, Eddie.
Oh, no, you ain't.
But, Eddie, I am.
And I say you ain't.
Now, look, when I say I'm gonna die, I'm gonna die. Now, don't argue. After all, you ain't the head manager yet.
Ain't this... But leaving this job.
Yeah, well, I'll have a new job, Eddie. A job managing that tavern in the sky.
Yeah. 8 to 5, they put you in charge of the downtown branch.
Eddie, this is not all as silly as it seems to you. It all adds up. Now I know the meaning of that dream that I had last night.
Dream?
Yeah. You see, I was walking along in a fog.
You sure you were sleeping?
Anyway, I was riding down 3rd Avenue in this snowy white chariot, all dressed up in spangles and shiny sequences. When all of a sudden, I look around, and I'm being chased by a big red tonsil. So I turn around to the tonsil, and I say, "What do you want with me?"
What did the tonsil say?
It said, "Quick, where's the hospital? I gotta have me Archie's removed." So then I woke up.
At the end of the dream?
It was more than just a dream, Eddie. It was a sign, a warning that Gabriel was getting ready to blow his horn.
When Gabriel gets a look at you, he's gonna blow his top. So you figure your time has come, huh?
Yep. Looks like I'm going on a long journey. That one-way ride to the pearly gates. That's it. Laugh at me. Ridicule me just because I'm going. But I don't mind. They all laughed at 4 great men. Thomas Edison. They said his electric light was a joke. It wouldn't work. It was incandescent.
How true.
Take all of our pioneers. Take John Smith. When he was alive, nobody knew him but Pocahontas. Today, his name is on every hotel register in the country. Look at General Grant. Grant is a famous man today, right?
Right.
But did people go to visit his tomb when he was alive? And that's the way it'll be with me, Eddie. Someday, they'll name parks after me and streets.
Yeah, 3rd Avenue will probably be renamed the Avenue of the Arches.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Sounds like once you're dead, you're really going to be living.
Well, I guess it's my destiny. But there are a lot of things I'm going to miss, though.
Hello, Archie.
See what I mean? Peggy, stand there. Don't move. I want to remember you always, just as you are now, with the soft light from the pinball machine playing in your head.
Oh, why all the hearts and flowers?
Why? Because this is aloha, Peggy Lee. Aloha and goodbye, ha.
Archie. Archie, you're not going to Honolulu.
Honolulu? Would twer that it was. No. No, Peggy, I'm going on a longer journey. Look, brace yourself, honey.
Archie, what is it?
Have any tonsils out. So I guess it's goodbye.
Well, wait a minute. Having your tonsils out, is that all?
Is that all? Do you realize what they got to do to get at the tonsils?
Well, what?
Well, in the first place, they got to amputate the palate from both bronchioles. Which is dangerous enough in itself. Well, then they got to bisect the larynx in order to suture the adenoids. And all the while having to be very careful not to cauterize the gallbladder. And she says, is that all?
Well, I'm sorry to hear all this, Archie.
Well, I thought you'd take it pretty hard. Well?
Well?
Don't you want to seal me doom with a goodbye kiss?
Oh, it's time for me to do my number, and I...
Okay, I understand. If you kissed me now, you'd be so choked up, you wouldn't be able to sing. All right. Go ahead, honey. Sing me a swan song. Something I can remember. Something that I can strum on a harp.
Every minute of each livelong day, been so melancholy since he went away. I've shed a million teardrops or more, waiting for the one I adore. I'm waiting in the depot by the railroad track, looking for the choo-choo train that brings him back. I'm waiting for my life to begin, waiting for the train to come in. I'm waiting in the depot by the railroad track, looking for the choo-choo train that brings him back. I'm waiting for my life to begin, waiting for the train to come in.
Kid, ain't she, Eddie?
Yeah, she so is.
Too bad I had to come into her life at the last minute. Spoiler for ordinary men. But, Eddie, I want you to take care of her after I, well, to be delicate, croak off. See that she goes out with other guys. Well, I guess it's time to make out me will.
You will? You ain't got no money.
That's beside the point. When you die, you got to make out a will. Now, let's see what I can leave. I mean, Harvard Pennant, the imitation sheepskin from PS4, the Boy Scout knife with the four notches in it.
Four notches?
Yeah, I unconsciously nicked four Scoutmasters with it. And there's, oh, yeah, maybe you'd like this, Eddie. Me badge collection. The complete set. Every badge from 23 Skidoo right down to Chicken Inspector.
You know, I don't want to be a ghoul, but who's getting your tie that lights up in the dark and says, kiss me, baby?
Well, Eddie, I was kind of figuring on being buried in that.
Sorry.
Okay. Hello? Hello, Duffy, old man. I got some news for you. I told you about me. Tonsil operation. Well, I'm not expected to live. Huh? What else is new? Boy, am I going to come back and haunt that guy.
Miss Archer, I just want to ask...
Just a second, Eddie. I got to finish up this will. Let's see. I, Archie, soon to be known as the party of the hereafter, being of sound mind and inflamed tonsils, do hereby and forthwith know all ye men by these presents. That sound pretty airtight, Eddie?
Airtight? It's a complete vacuum.
Thank you, Eddie. You know, sometimes I think it was a great loss to the legal profession when I became a doctor.
Well, a man like you would be a great loss to any profession. So, incidentally, ain't it almost time for you to leave for the hospital?
Yeah, I guess it is. Well, so long, Eddie.
So long, Miss Archie.
So long, old man.
So long, old boy.
By the way, before I go, remember that $5 I borrowed from you in the spring of 1937?
I remember.
Well, I want you to know that I remember it, too. So long, Eddie.
So long, Miss Archie. So long, Five.
Let's see. Yes, Miss Duffy. Miss Duffy, before I go, I want to straighten something out. You know, in the past, it has always been my policy to tell you how ugly you are.
Well, Archie, after all, why should you be an exception?
Well, that's sweet of you, but at an hour like this, I want you to know that the real reason that I despise your looks was because I thought you were beautiful, and I didn't want you to get a swelled head.
Archie, do you really mean it?
Well, now, don't press me. After all, I'm going to be up for judgment one of these days.
Well, Archie, while we're making confessions, I have one, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know how I've always told Papa that you were stupid and lazy and that you robbed the cash register?
Yeah. You're sorry for it, huh?
Yeah.
Thank you, Miss
Duffy. Certainly. It isn't your fault that Papa's dumb enough to hire someone like you.
Thank you.
Well, Archie, I guess maybe we won't be seeing each other again unless it's in the hereafter.
Yeah. If I ever see a dame flying around the halls of Montezuma whistling at Marines, I'll know it's you. Until then, good hunting, old bean. I'll be seeing you.
Archie, aren't you going to say goodbye to me?
Well, Peggy, I didn't quite know how you felt about me.
Why, you silly boy. By being so nice, you've gotten me to the point where I'm ready for romance.
How do you like that? I soften her up. Now some other guy will come along and cash in.
Now, Archie, stop talking that way. You're coming back. And here's something to take with you in the meantime.
Eddie, tell Cavendish the Undertaker that the right side of me face is not to be embalmed. Well, farewell, Peggy, my dear. Now, let's see, did I forget anybody?
I ought.
Of course, me old pal Finnegan.
Arch, I brought you a present for when you go to the hospital. I hope it fits you.
Oh, thanks. What is it?
Me sister's bed jacket.
your sister's bed jacket, huh?
Yeah. She wore it at the time she had twins. Maybe it'll bring you the same good luck.
And I got a secret. I ain't gonna be a mother. I'm just having my tonsils took out. Well, I guess this is it. Goodbye, Clifton, old man.
Archie, you sure you ain't gonna live through it?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Well, in that case, say hello to me, Uncle Willie.
All right, I'll do that, Finnegan.
And, Arch.
Yeah?
There's something else. I don't know whether I should ask you or not.
What is it?
Would it be too much to ask you to kiss me before you go?
Well, maybe it'd be better if we waited and made sure I was going. You can always catch me at the grave. Well, gang, I guess this is the zero hour. And I want to tell you, so I'll never forget you from the innermost cockles of me heart. Oh, so long.
Oh, come on, fella. Give it to him.
Huh?
Sure, all the
Friday night when our guest will be Alan Young. Archie will be in the hospital, as you've all heard tonight. We weren't kidding. But he'll be back with us again week after next.
Forces Radio Service.